I hope everyone had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday. Happy Easter. I wanted to post on Easter because God means so much to me, but I was forcing myself. So I decided, you know, let me just wait until the Spirit moves me to post, and then I'll set up this podcast. And this one is, what does the resurrection mean to you? What does it mean to me? And that was our Bible study topic. And my answer was a little different from everyone else's. The resurrection means to me, it means you know, without the resurrection, no one would have believed Jesus. Because even after everything that Jesus was doing, that God was sending him to do, people were still not believing. So this was the final act of what God did. He gave his son for our sins. God, Jesus died for our sins. And so that life as we know it can continue. If there wasn't a resurrection, then there would be no hope. If there wasn't a resurrection, there would be no paradise. You know, everything that Jesus was preaching would be false. And I don't think that this life that we're living would even exist. I think that life would have ended had there not been a resurrection. And my reasoning is because the resurrection, Jesus went to paradise. And this is what God has been promising to us since the beginning, is that there is a paradise. And if you believe and follow him, you know, hopefully you will make it to paradise. I mean, no one is guaranteed a spot in the kingdom. Now, that all depends on how you live your life. So I think the resurrection shows us that there is a kingdom, that there is a heaven, there is a hell. And Jesus gave his life for our sins, which means this world was able to continue. And that's what the resurrection means to me. It means hope. It means faith. It means the kingdom. It means that everything that was said in the Bible is accurate. And the Bible was written thousands of years ago. When you think about it, a lot of the things that are in the Bible is actually happening today. So, I mean, you can't, it's not like this book has been rewritten to prove the words of humans. I mean, this book was written before. This book has been around forever. This is the one book that has the most is the most read, is the most studied. It's been around for thousands of years. It hasn't changed. So I mean if you think that the Bible and God and Jesus doesn't exist, I mean, I think you need to open up the Bible. Because yes, there is a heaven and hell. Yes, there is God and Jesus. And, you know, yes, he did die for our sins. And yes, he was resurrected. So that's what the resurrection means to me. And if you continue to look into the Bible, I'm curious about who Judas was. I'm very curious about Judas. People say he was dark in color. His skin, his complexion was dark. There's even some that say that Jesus was black. I don't know, but one thing that historians have agreed on is that his complexion was darker. And if you think about, let's look up the verse about betraying Jesus. I don't know the verse, so I have to look it up. So it says, when asked who would it be, Jesus said, "It is the one whom I give a piece of the bread that I have dipped in the dish." He then dipped the piece of bread in the dish and handed it to Judas. Identification as the son of Simon. After Jesus received the piece of bread, Satan entered him. And there's also another verse. Let's see if I can find it. There's another verse of what would happen to the person who betrayed Jesus. The Son of Man will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man who betrays the Son of Man. It would have been better for him had he not been born. So I thought that was very interesting. Just the fact that Judas was of darker complexion. And just when you think about the history of this country, in regards to people of darker complexion, what has happened in our history with slavery. And when you think about, you know, how, you know, everything that happens to you is generational. We have this generational curse that goes back, you know, 3, 4, 5 generations, that if you don't break, you'll actually live your curse. So I was just thinking about all of this. I mean, for people to say that Judas was of darker complexion, but they also stated that Judas was like the most important disciple. Like Judas was Jesus' friend, like his. From what I understand, Judas was Jesus' best friend, and you know. I really believe, like, man's interpretation of the Bible is so skewed that had we lived harmoniously the way Jesus lived with everyone, and being that Judas was the closest disciple, and that he chose Judas, Judas was chosen to betray him, I just think that life would have been like so much different. But that's not neither here nor there. It's just stuff that's thoughts that are in my head. It's the same with the women. You know, Eve was tricked by the serpent to, you know, eat fruit from the Garden of Eden, which she then convinced Adam, and they both was exposed to evil in that regard. And part of what Eve had to endure and what women had to endure, we had to give birth, you know. I just think it's just how it's all in God's plan, where those who carry the heaviest burdens are in this world as we live today is women and people of color. And I think it just all goes back to the Bible. And I think that people's interpretation of the Bible is what messed everything up, which is really what I mean, when you think about it, you know, humans is what the reason why we are where we are today. This catastrophe that we did to this earth that God gave to us as a gift has been destroyed at the hand of man. Because I know this is not what God intended when he created this planet. He didn't intend for all of these things to happen. I don't think that was his intention. The way things are today is man's intention. Man and women. Non-believers. You know, when you think about it, yes, slavery did exist when Jesus was around. And that's something that I would like to dig deeper into, you know. But you think about it, all the people who were in charge of the slaves were people who were not God-fearing people. They didn't believe in Jesus either. So yeah, that's something I would look up, you know, dig deeper into slavery and what it was, what it meant back then. But I think the human spirit changed what it was supposed to be. And once Jesus died, and you know, once Jesus was crucified, you know, it was pretty much left up to us. And this is what we did with his creation. It's completely destroyed. So, the resurrection, the crucifixion, it all means a lot to me. Resurrection to me means hope. It means to become new. You know, and it's he will return. He will return. And if you're not a believer, then I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, even as a believer, I don't know what's going to happen. But I do have faith that my chances of going to the kingdom of heaven is a lot more likely than not. Because I am a believer and I've based my life on what would God want me to do. Not based off my own secular needs. Like, I'm not the person who needs to have money. I'm not the person who needs to have the nicest clothes, the nicest car, the biggest house. I've never been that person. And I had to realize that what I need is I need God. If I don't have everything else, then it doesn't matter. Because you cannot take that stuff with you. You can't pack all the money you make and take it with you to the kingdom. You can't. So why am I going to try to, you know, go crazy trying to make money and, you know, want to travel here and travel there? If it was meant to happen, it would happen. You know, that's not high on my priorities. I mean, one day I'll visit other countries. One day I would like to go to Jerusalem. You know, but if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, then I have God here in my presence, in my life, and in my heart. And that's all that matters. So what does the resurrection mean to you? What part does God play in your life? I need to know what part he plays in my life, and I hope he plays a wonderful part in yours, because we got some work to do. I mean, I don't try to force people to believe. I just think that me speaking favorably about God and the Bible every chance that I get, maybe one day it'll touch someone and they'll be like, oh, well, maybe I'll open up a Bible. And that's how it's done, is through speaking the word. And I'm not very versed on the Bible. You know, I have to look up Bible verses and, you know, I'm in a Bible study group to understand what it means. And no matter what, even if you listen to scholars, if you listen to pastors, if you listen to reverends and priests, and you may not even ever get it right. Because everyone's interpretation of the Bible is different. And it's not right, it's not wrong. But I think the only interpretation that matters is God's. And God just wants you to live a wonderful life and be a good human being. And just love your fellow neighbor and just be good to people. And, you know, spread his word. And that this all of this is so freaking easy. I mean, pray. I mean, your prayers. I mean, people say, well, my prayers weren't answered. They were answered. They may not have been the answers you were looking for. But they were answered as a part of his plan. So if I'm not, I mean, is it my plan to live where I'm living? Was this a part of my prayer? To still be struggling? You know, no, this is not a part of my prayer. This is a part of God's plan. And God's plan is greater than any prayer I've ever prayed. His plan is more important. And wherever he wants me and wherever I'm going to be, however I end this life, it was his plan, and that's all that matters. So I'm going to go through the struggle. I'm going to continue to pray. I'm going to continue to pray for myself and everyone around me. I'm going to continue to pray for you, because I think we all need prayer, and prayer is so important. A lot of people will pray when they're going through hard times. Try making prayer a part of your everyday life and see the difference. Because I know I see a difference, because prayer wasn't a part of my life. And now it is. It's a very important part of my life. And I can see the difference in my life. I'm happier. I'm more loving. I still got work to do. I'm just in a better space than I was before. I got away from people who shouldn't have been in my life to begin with. You know. And, you know, I'm just in a better space. You know, he saved me from situations where I could have done some harm to myself, but it wasn't a part of my plan. That's why it never happened. So I just think that just keep God in your life. Figure out what the resurrection and what the crucifixion and what it all means to you. And just always have God as a part of your plan. The same way you will always be a part of his plan, make him a part of yours. So have a blessed day, and thank you for listening. And God is so good, and I'm just so happy he's in my life, because he's changed me from the inside out, and I will forever be grateful to him. And thank you, Jesus, and I love the Lord.